Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Wheat can be grown for both forage and grain production in plain states. Grain production can be preserved if the grazing animals are removed from fields just prior to the joining growth stage. This will prevent immature wheat heads being consumed by the grazing animals as the heads move up the stems during growth development. Due to warmer temperatures, the wheat development is at least 2 weeks earlier than average. So now is the time for livestock producers to cease grazing wheat or other cereal grains and remove cattle from fields if maximizing grain production is now the goal. However, lower grain prices and stronger hay and forage values may have livestock producers placing higher value on wheat as a forage. So wheat or rye graze out options may provide 45 or more days of alternative grazing while pastures grow under dry conditions. When producers use wheat as a forage graze out, summer annuals like grain sorghum, millet, or forage sorghums can be replanted in those same fields. Whether the cereal plant forages are grazed out, hayed, or harvested as wheatleage, the goal is timely planting of subsequent summer annuals between mid-May to mid-June to optimize yields. Sorghum target planting dates may extend to later June or early July, depending on moisture conditions. Later grain sorghum planting dates, though, such as after the wheat has been harvested for grain, usually results in yields half as productive compared to earlier sorghum planting. In western Nebraska, average stocker cattle gains on wheat during May or early June have ranged from 1.5 to 2.5 pounds per head per day. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Irrigation Crops and Forage Educator Todd Whitney.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.